Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are very happy to be joined by ESPN NFL analyst, former head coach in the National Football League, Rex Ryan. Good morning, Rex. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. I've decided that Christian Fourier would have been the perfect Rex Ryan player because you guys are a lot alike. You know, you both like to laugh. You like to joke around. He'd have been the perfect Rex Ryan guy.
Oh, he was tough enough. There's no question about that.
Well, I always used to tell Dale whenever we would cover you or watch. I always loved just just your personality. I felt like there was a lot of honesty, directness, you know. And I felt like you always kind of allowed your players to show some personality and not freelance like you don't care. But, be themselves, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, well, I think I just figured a couple things. First off, these guys take themselves so seriously. And look, we're coaching football or playing football. We know it's important, but it's not like we're, launching rockets or something.
The league is holding a pro day for Colin Kaepernick on Saturday. It's never happened in the history of the league before. What are your thoughts on this? Is this just a PR stunt? Are teams serious about bringing him in? And what do you make of the timing?
Yeah, I have no idea. Hell, he wasn't that good a player anyway. So we'll see where it goes. You would think if there was real interest in him that he'd already be on a team.
Yeah, I was wondering about a guy who's been in the league as long as he was. Now, he's been out of football for 3 years. If you were attending this workout, if you were there representing a team, what would you even be looking at?
Well, no, I think you want to see the skill set. You want to see him throwing the ball around and things. My understanding is that a lot of teams are interested in an interview or whatever that he's doing. I'm not sure, if that's true or not, but I think that was what I was told.
When it comes to just last question on Kaepernick for me, when it comes to, I guess, his skill set, I feel like there's maybe a handful of teams that are already running an offense that I think would complement his skill set, Baltimore being one. When you look at Lamar Jackson and their backup being RG3, Greg Roman being the offensive coordinator, and there's a relationship there. But other than Baltimore, is there a team that you can think of where his unique skill set would fit their offensive philosophy?
Yeah, that's a good question. Obviously Baltimore would be a great fit, you would assume. But there were reasons, he was available when Greg Roman was coaching at other places and he never took him. So, I'm not sure. But other teams, at the top of my head, I don't know. It's, it looks like Chicago's really struggling. Tennessee likes to have a movement quarterback, but they already got a guy in Marcus Mariota who is a backup there. So I'm not, I really can't think of a team that he really, would fit offhand.
Another guy who's not in the league right now who wants to be in the league is Antonio Brown. He is meeting with the league today. Do you think he ever plays in the NFL again?
No, I don't think so. Obviously he's going to have to be cleared of these serious charges. And until that happens, nobody's going to take him. I think that's the key. Once he gets cleared, then yeah, I guess it's, people need talent bad enough. Maybe they will reach out for him.
How would you have coached a guy like that? And, Mike Tomlin had him for years. John Gruden just had him during camp, and we all got to see it during Hard Knocks, and then Belichick had him for less than 2 weeks. How would you have approached a guy like that and try to get the most out of him?
I think first off, you know, you have to have a relationship with all your players, in my opinion. You know, I had some guys. I had Braylon Edwards, Santonio Holmes, Plexico Burress. I never had any problem with any of those guys. One thing I know about Antonio Brown is that, look, this guy is an extremely hard worker. He loves football, and he plays. He's a phenomenal player. You know, is he a little bit of a diva? He's not a little bit. He absolutely is. And that probably rubs a lot of people the wrong way. You know, I thought Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin, I thought they handled it great. They had unbelievable production out of that guy. So there's no denying his ability. A lot of receivers have some diva tendencies, if you will. But this has never been a question about his ability as a player. I think right now these charges are extremely serious, and I think those are, you know, that's the main thing right there.
You had some very positive things to say about Lamar Jackson recently, and obviously as Patriots fans, we saw what he can do, you know, up close and personal. Do you think that style of play for a guy that size is sustainable long term?
Yeah, because that guy's way bigger than you think. He's a big man. Like, when you look at him, his legs, you know, he's a really big guy. Big legs, big ankles. He just, you know, he takes care of himself too. He knows how to take care of himself. And I think that's what is sustainable. When they compare him to RG3, they're way different body types. And I you know, this kid's never been hurt. Why? Because he's kicking your butt all the time. He's, you know, it's a different guy. Now, look, those guys, you don't find those guys, you know, just hanging around. So, but it's a unique skill set. And obviously, it's a very hard to defend.
So, you know, Chris Collinsworth was talking about just really glowing all over Lamar Jackson and his ability. Like, you know, this is something you've never seen before. Teams are going to be running this. I mean, first of all, you kind of have to have a Lamar Jackson, and I don't see any in college right now. Maybe you do, but if teams are going to want to adopt this type of offense, what do they need to do to kind of, you know, make it work?
Yeah, no, I think first off, there's nobody like this out, you know, anywhere, not in the NFL, not in college. You know, the kid that Kyler Murray is very athletic, but he's not anywhere close to the size of this kid. So if he's going to run around and run those, you know, quarterback powers and all that stuff that Lamar runs, he's not going to make it. So those guys, you know, this fits him. You know, I had a guy that had a lot of running ability. Tyrod Taylor is a really, you know, really good athlete, can really run, but his body can't hold up to it, you know, and, you know, maybe the kid at the kid at New Orleans, maybe he's has some of that ability in him because he's huge. Josh Allen has that, you know, that big athletic body, but hell, he's been hurt already. You know, the thing is, they don't protect themselves the way Lamar does, and you know, I just think if you're trying to go out and reach those guys, you better have a couple of them because you don't find them like that. Now, in Lamar's case, I think he does. I think it is sustainable. I think he will play for a long time.
Rex, you think about coming back into the NFL and coaching again?
I don't know. It's, you know, I loved it. Obviously, I miss coaching. There's absolutely no question about it. But to be honest with you, Christian, nobody's actually been banging my door down. So apparently it's not up to me.
What about in the college game? We've seen some guys like Herm Edwards go, and now he's at Arizona State, and some other guys that have been both the college pro back to the college game. Would that be something that would interest you?
You know, I'll never say never. But right now, like, I like the job I have. You know, I enjoy it a great deal. I haven't lost a game in 3 years now. So this is pretty good life. But you know, like I say, I'd be open to anything, but for me to go, it's going to have to be a hell of a job.
So when you look at the Patriots, Rex, what do you think their biggest problem is, and is it fixable at this point in time in the season, or can they fix it by the end of the season?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say that this team has a lot of problems. I mean, they've only lost one game. But when I look at them, look, I'm the genius that said that that this was the worst Patriot team I had seen last year. I made that statement. And how'd that work out? You know, they win another Super Bowl. So, but my point was this, even at that time, it was that, look, this team is a hell of a lot easier to defend than when I was coaching, you know, and when those players were younger and you know, it's just the weapons. They just don't have the weapons they used to have. You know, Gronkowski was almost undefendable when he was young. Now, obviously, he's gone. You don't exactly have a Randy Moss out there. You have a Wes Welker you know, that type of guy in Edelman, but I don't see the depth that they've had in the past. And then that offensive line, look, Skarnecki does as good a job as anybody in the league. But when that first round pick went down from Georgia, Wynn, that killed them, man, because they don't have, you know, they don't have the Trent Brown over there ready to step in. And so I think there's a difference right there. They're a little vulnerable, but like I said, last year I thought they were vulnerable. All they did was go on and win a Super Bowl.
Earlier today, Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's trainer, was on the radio station and said that every year that Tom plays, he seems to add another year to it. Guerrero said today, now he thinks he's going to play till he's like 46 or 47. Based on what you're seeing at 42, is that viable?
Well, he's still playing at a really high level. And, you know, look, I hung around all those years hoping that dude would step away. Because I was like, I'm going to kick their butts. And I'm dead serious about it. I was like, I can't wait till he's gone. Because then we're going to find out that this guy is the most special player I've ever seen. And he's such a dang competitor, too, that people don't – I think sometimes people take it for granted. But – like, I swear, I was like, oh, I just can't wait to play him without Brady. But it looks like we're going to have to wait even longer. So I'm not coming back for that butt whipping again.
Rex, who do you think has a better chance of beating the Patriots in the playoffs? Is it the Ravens, who already did it here in the regular season, or is it the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, definitely the Ravens. And the reason I actually picked that game, the reason I said it, and it's true, is because first off, You've got to walk in there with no – you're not intimidated one bit by them. And that's the way. Like, you got to let them know early. You could give, you know, two hecks about those banners and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, that you're there to kick their butts. And I promise you, that's what Baltimore thinks. That's what we thought when I was there, and that's what they still think. And that's part of the deal. And the fact they've, you know, have they even gained probably more confidence that they've already beat them? Yeah, probably so. But I will say this, it's hard to beat the Patriots twice in one year.
Did you go into this gig wanting to dislike Teddy Bruschi and then found out you just couldn't?
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know what's great? My brother coached Teddy. And, you know, he was one of the coaches there in New England. They won a couple Super Bowls together. He absolutely loved Teddy Bruschi. So I knew that he was going to be a great addition, and he has been. He's been awesome. But, yeah, he'd be a hard guy not to like, that's for sure.
Yeah, last one for me, Rex, just because, you know, it's that time of year. Some coaches are struggling. Looks like a lot of ownership is just – they're just not willing to be patient. What do you think the state of coaches in the NFL is? Has the leash become shorter based on how quickly owners want them to win, or do you think they're actually giving them more opportunities?
Yeah, no, I think the first part of that statement's accurate. It's not as bad as basketball and baseball yet, but it is. It's not like it used to be, for sure. You know, they're already talking about running Adam Gase out, and I'm like, dude just got there. But you know, he got the vote of confidence from ownership and things. But yeah, you know, and last year we saw a coach that was one and done. Very rarely that happens, but at the same time, that's the way it is, man. When you're dealing with a multi-billion-dollar industry, you got to, you know, especially when expectations are high. I look at Cleveland. Here's a team as talented as any team in the league, and yet, man, have they underachieved? You know, and I get it. They absolutely played nobody the second half of the season, but it doesn't matter. You know, those teams are looking at them like they're nobody. So, you know, could you see another one and done? I guess it's possible. It's certainly not the way it used to be, but you're definitely feeling it. And definitely by year two, you better have something going.
Yeah, your guy Baker Mayfield is off to a bit of a slow start, huh?
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I was just being honest. And, you know, when I said he's overrated as hell, because he is. When you're the second, when you receive the second most, you know, like in Vegas, the second, he was rated right behind Pat Mahomes of being the league MVP. Right. Well, I don't think he's close to that right now.
He's got a ways to go.
And that's really what I was saying. I have nothing personal against this guy. I was telling the truth. And he is overrated as hell. And, you know, I think last week they actually did something that was smart. They ran the football, and they ran some RPOs, and that's where this kid's good. Like, he's really good at running that type of stuff. But if you have him drop back and trying to read coverages, that's not his strength. He can't escape. I mean, that's, you know, in this league, I knew he wouldn't be able to. He's not a good enough athlete against these linemen. And that's not the kid's fault. That's just that he just wasn't touched athletically as some of these other quarterbacks are. So, look, is he average? Maybe, but he's certainly not in that upper echelon. You know, I love the thing he's compared to Drew Brees. What? No, he's not. So either way, you know, that's the way it is. And, you know, do I laugh most Sundays? I probably do.
Rex, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us and lend your support. Thank you.
Thanks, Rex. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you, and good luck with this today.
All right, thanks.
That is NFL analyst for ESPN, Rex Ryan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.